Welcome to Girlfriends in the Word. I'm Lisa Dorr.
And I'm Robin Eschbach.
And we hope you'll journey with us through the Bible. We'll share scripture, a devotional, have a lively discussion, and close our time together in prayer.
We hope you'll be encouraged and able to live out what we talk about on the program, and even do it today.
Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started. Hi, Robin. Hey, it's great to be back, and we have a big day today.
We sure do.
Do you remember when we first talked about how this was all going to play out and how we were going to fit all these scriptures in? We said that we would be doing two books of the Bible in one program. Well, today's the day. So we've got 1 and 2 Samuel coming up here. So I think we need to jump right in.
That sounds good to me.
All right, here we go. 1 Samuel 3:8-9. Then Elijah realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. In an earlier devotion, I said, if you can read, you can hear the voice of God, because the Bible is God speaking to us. But what about in this scenario, where Samuel heard an audible voice, or so it seems? It's only natural that he would think it was Eli. Who else would it be? 1 Samuel 3:7 tells us, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him." Can you think of a time? Maybe you have to go back to before the Lord was revealed to you, and maybe there was something that was said to you where now you know for sure that was the voice of the Lord. I'm so thankful he speaks. I'm so thankful he speaks personally. Robin, can you tell us about a time when you heard something specifically from the Lord, just for you? And tell us how you knew it was from God.
Interesting conversation. And I love to come to my girlfriends over coffee or lunch or something and be able to bring ideas, usually things that have happened in my devotional time. It's fun to talk about it with your girlfriends because it's kind of a, you know, an option in life, but it's a good place to do it. And my mind goes back today to I was just wanting to be intentional, and I noticed in the church bulletin that I was reading that they were offering a class called Listening to the Voice of God and Hearing the Voice of God. This is many years ago. I was young in the ministry, and I thought, I'm going to take that class. And I showed up, and the teacher was so exciting, and she gave us a homework example that night. And she said, "I want all of you to go home. I want you to find time that you can sit on your couch or go somewhere private, and I want you to ask God to speak to you. And let's see what God does this week." And so I went home, and I was up the next morning. A couple mornings later, I was sitting on the couch all by myself. My hubby was still in bed sleeping, and I was like, "God, speak to me in such beautiful ways." And I was having my devotional time. I was reading the scriptures and doing a little bit of prayer, and all of a sudden this thought came to my mind: go change your garbage cans. And I thought, that is so weird that I'm thinking about daily chores. I just wrote it off and went on with reading the Bible. And it came again. It was like this nudging in my head, and it said, go change your garbage cans. And so I just got up. I thought, okay, maybe this is the voice of God. And I went into the kitchen, grabbed myself a garbage bag, and came over to change the garbage can out. And I was pulling it up, and I looked down in the garbage can, and guess what, Lisa? This was incredible. My telephone was at the bottom of the garbage can. And I looked at it and I began to giggle, and I said, "Thank you, Holy Spirit." It was like such a spiritual moment for me, but I knew that God was wanting to make it dramatic for me. And, you know, people would have put garbage on that and I would have never seen my phone again. And yet I was able to reach down in there, get that phone out. And then I went back to my seat, and I went to class the next week, and I raised my hand. I said, "I have a testimony to give." And I've told that story through the years. My kids are so familiar with it, because it really was a time where I was learning, you know, not to live life by intellect, but by spiritual disciplines. And many times now, I know that voice that nudges me. And I know it's very spiritual, and I know it's God that's bidding me, you know, to do and obey, to do something that He is just wanting to connect with me on. And that story is really precious to me in my personal heritage of just serving God and wanting to do ministry.
That is precious, Robin. And I love that He was that personal with you. And you could have just dismissed it like you did that first time. You could have just been like, okay, so I'm looking for something more spiritual, you know, something, you know, specifically out of the Bible. But I think it's so beautiful how He wanted you to know that that phone was in the bottom of that trash can. And He didn't say to you, Robin, the phone's in the bottom of the trash can. He gave you an instruction. And it was up to you to obey that or not. It makes me think of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. You know, He tells us to not lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct our paths. I mean, if you would have leaned on your own understanding, you could have said, oh, I'll get to the trash later, or just whatever. And if that trash would have gone out, you'd have lost your phone.
Unbelievable. And it's amazing to me how a lot of times assignments that God gives, they feel out in left field.
Mm-hmm.
Their timing's off. It doesn't make sense at all that you should do that. And but yet when we follow through and we say, God, I trust you. I'm going to just kind of be close to you all day long, like conscious that you're there in my life and in my thinking and in my pondering and in my actions. And so knowing that as a godly girl, I know that when God bids me to do something, I'm going to want to do it.
Mm-hmm. That is so good. That is so good. You know, let's move on to 2 Samuel. You know, this one's talking about the voice of God too, and it's 2 Samuel 23, 3 through 5. The God of Israel spoke. The Rock of Israel said to me, when one rules over men in righteousness, when he rules in the fear of God, he is like the light of morning at sunrise on a cloudless morning, like the brightness after rain that brings the grass from the earth. Is not my house right with God? Has He not made with me an everlasting covenant, arranged and secure in every part? Will He not bring to fruition my salvation and grant me my every desire? The God of Israel spoke. You made an everlasting covenant with me when you set the plan in motion for Abraham to be the father of many nations. And you said his children would be more in number than the stars in the sky. The other night, I had an opportunity to be outside at night and see the beautiful stars. Beautiful they are. The stars are a mystery to me. So far away, yet shining so brightly and more numerous for me to count. What do you think of that, Robin? It's just so great that God is so big and He's created these stars and they're so beautiful and He speaks to us personally. He placed those stars in the sky.
I love it because you're looking at those stars at nighttime.
Yeah.
I'm looking at those stars at 4 and 5 in the morning because I'm really a morning person, if anybody knows me well. And it is interesting to look up those stars and realize that God has made those heavens, and but yet in our own little small life, He is journeying with us, and He is calling our life, and He wants to be faithful. Like, mm-hmm. You know, you talk about how faithful God is, but in order to be in that realm, we have to be obedient.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to that hearing the voice of God. And I think in my own personal life, you know, what kind of things is He speaking to me about daily or every other day or sometimes several times during the week? And, you know, I'll lay in bed in the morning, I open my eyes, my husband's still sleeping over there, and sometimes I'll feel God nudging me, come away with me. I bid you come, and I'll get out of bed. It's still dark, and it's quiet, and I'll know God has something to say to me today. I want to spend time with Him, and that's from a nudge of God calling me to spend time with Him, with me. And many times in the day, I'll feel God just calling me to text a friend. Mm. And it'll come in my mind and I'll think, I wonder what's going on with Lisa Dorr. And I'll just obediently, because I want to know God's faithfulness to, you know, to me, and I want to be faithful to God. And I'll text something. It comes in little ways, but it's a little nudge. And another time, you know, this doesn't happen totally all the time, and I always have to check it with my hubby, but I'll feel a nudge to give money. Mm. I'll either get a newsletter from some kind of Christian organization, or I'm with a lady at church, or somebody that I hear a problem. I hear like, man, if I had just had $20, I could really, you know, help her. I need this bill paid for. And you know, I can count it maybe on one hand how many times I've been like, yeah, man, God is nudging me to give money. And that was pretty exciting, you know, that I would notice somebody else and be able to do what God is on God's heart. Mm-hmm. And I know, too, that he's asking me to pray sometimes when I'm talking to people, like just in a normal conversation, it's somebody that I know well, or maybe somebody at the grocery store or a post office line, and I'll feel God nudge me. Hey, why don't you like pray for that lady? Like ask her, would you mind if I take a minute and pray? And actually do like a out loud speaking prayer. Those are done not because I do that with everybody, but because the Holy Spirit is nudging me to do the work of ministry of what is on God's heart. And that is really exciting to me. It seems like it would be these big moments of finding your telephone in the bottom of a garbage can, but it comes daily as we're consciously, you know, we just stay calmly conscious of God all day long. And he just begins to and continues to be able to be heard in your conversations with people.
That's beautiful. That's so beautiful. So it comes with words sometimes that he actually says to us. It comes from reading his word and knowing his promises. And it comes from that nudge. But it starts, Robin, with being in his word, doesn't it? Having that personal relationship with him first, and then being in his word so that you're cultivating that place where you can hear from him. Because you referred to obedience. You hear the voice of God and you act on it, and then it's one more time that you say, oh, I remember when I felt that or got that nudge or something like that before. You start to say, that's the voice of God. I know he's speaking to me. And that's very cool.
Yeah, shooting bullet prayers to heaven all day long.
I love it.
It's a part of spiritual discipline.
It is.
And when you go to church, you find yourself in a church service, or you're going to Bible study, you're committed to a group of ladies that you're going to study the Bible together. All of those moments, you know, are about understanding what Bible and prayer time and praising and thanksgiving, all of those disciplines that come, you know, tithing. I mean, we could go, the list is unbelievable of the disciplines that we can call into order. Mm-hmm. And God's word says that he will make us complete, which I love that word, you know, because that's just reading the word. It's not saying we're perfect. Mm-hmm. We'll still problem solve. We're going to make all kinds of mistakes. They say those that talk a lot, guess what? You make a lot of mistakes. Mm-hmm. And I seem to be one of those. But guess what? I'd rather talk more, share my heart, and then be able to connect back and forth with what God is trying to say and keeping my heart complete and whole and healthy. Mm-hmm. All of that happens in such beautiful ways as we get our spiritual disciplines mm-hmm. kind of practiced and into routine mm-hmm. in our everyday.
That's beautiful. And so as we've been talking about hearing from him, let's talk to him, closing out in our time of prayer. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that you speak clearly and that you have already spoken clearly in the Bible. Thank you that we can read it and hear clearly from you. I pray that you would speak to us like you spoke to Samuel. Call our names, Lord, and speak to us today.